relatives who believe their loved ones may have become cult members have come to look for them. Zipporah Kwamboka traveled to the Kenyan coast from Nairobi. Her brothers disappeared several years ago after selling their ancestral land.
I have been trying to search at the morgue. Police took us to the farm. We are waiting and hoping that they will be rescued.
Bakari Mwalimu is looking for his daughter. She disappeared 3 years ago. Several people have been rescued. Some, like this man, were weak and dehydrated. They are undergoing counseling. Aid workers say they have registered more than 200 missing people, half of them children.
We are shocked because initially we thought probably these are very local people from Kilifi, very poor people. But when we look at the records that we are receiving today, we have international people here, people from Tanzania, people from Rwanda, people from Nigeria, and even Kenyans who are well off coming to all the way to Shakahola.
The land in Shakahola sits on 300 hectares. It's remote and far removed from other villages in the area. We found several homesteads near where the graves are. It looks like any other poor rural home, but there is nothing typical about this tragedy.
Such camps are scattered across this area. It appears that people left in a hurry. Relatives who are here are saying they're hoping that their loved ones will be found alive.
Interior Secretary Kindiki Kithure visited the scene and made assurances that the alleged cult leader, Paul Mackenzie, may never be set free.
I was glad to hear the Director of Public Prosecution saying that he is exploring charging Mr. Mackenzie and his group with terrorism. And I want to encourage the Director of Public Prosecution, that it is not far-fetched, to build a case of terrorism from what we have witnessed.
Relatives continue to wait for any news. A search and rescue team is on ground in the village looking for victims who could still be hiding out in the bush. Catherine Soy, Shakahola, Malindi, Kenya.